Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Greece gets a new prime minister. Greece's youngest ever prime minister, 40-year-old Alexis Tsipras, was sworn in Monday. But European leaders are balking at meeting his demands to cut the country's steep debt and renegotiate the austerity measures they have imposed on Athens. Mr. Tsipras and his Syriza party won a sweeping national election victory Sunday on a promise to end austerity controls that have led to sharp pension and wage cuts, higher taxes, and massive unemployment. But the international lenders, who've kept Greece financially afloat with almost $300 billion in bailouts, showed no intention of agreeing to his call to trim Greek debt and restore many of the cutbacks the creditors demanded in exchange for the loans. A Greek fighter jet crashed during a NATO training mission in Spain Monday, killing 10 people. The victims included 8 French nationals and 2 Greeks. President Barack Obama was the guest of honor at a dazzling Republic Day parade Monday, marking India's first constitution as an independent state, which took effect January 26, 1950. Mr. Obama was the first U.S. president to attend the annual celebration. President Obama later pledged $4 billion in American investments and loans to India. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi pledged reforms in his country.
Our immediate target is to bring us from the rare ranks of the world into the top 50.
Prime Minister Modi promised to cut business taxes and eliminate obstacles that have deterred corporations from investing there. Bilateral U.S.-India trade totals $100 billion annually. This is VOA News. A monitoring group says Kurdish fighters took control of the long-besieged Syrian town of Kobani Monday after months of fighting Islamic State militants. The U.S. military is not declaring the battle officially over. Street-by-street warfare has nearly emptied Kobani of civilians since Islamic State fighters began their offensive last July. A drone strike killed 3 suspected al-Qaeda militants Monday in Yemen. Tribal sources in the region say the unmanned aircraft targeted a vehicle in Yemen's eastern desert. The UN's political chief is expressing alarm at the escalating fighting in eastern Ukraine and says a recent rocket attack there deliberately targeted civilians, constituting a violation of humanitarian law. Jeffrey Feltman told an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council Monday that Saturday's shelling of the government-held port city of Mariupol came from a rebel-held area and knowingly targeted a civilian population. Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed rebels continued fighting in eastern Ukraine Monday, and the country's military reports 7 of its soldiers were killed. VOA's Al Pessin reports.
The Ukrainian army says the soldiers were killed and 24 wounded during 24 hours of fighting on Sunday and Monday. Most of the fighting is in the northern part of the area claimed by the rebels, who pushed Ukrainian troops out of the Donetsk airport last week and appear to be trying to take more territory to the west. A rebel leader declared the ceasefire negotiated last September nullified, but Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called for new talks. Lavrov said it's necessary to restore the peace process and that Russia is trying to arrange talks between the rebels and the Ukrainian government. Al Pessin, VOA News, Kiev.
The Nigerian military reported new fighting with Boko Haram insurgents on Monday, a day after the group seized an army barracks in northeastern Borno State and attacked the state capital, Maiduguri. A captured Lord's Resistance Army commander made his first appearance before the International Criminal Court in The Hague Monday. Dominic Ongwen faces 3 counts of crimes against humanity and 4 counts of war crimes in connection with LRA attacks in Uganda in 2004. A small drone crashed onto the grounds of the White House early Monday, prompting a lockdown of the complex while authorities examined it. A man later came forward to say he was responsible, telling authorities he was flying the drone recreationally and accidentally lost control of the craft. Officials say the man is a Washington resident and is cooperating with law enforcement officials. President Obama and his wife Michelle were visiting India at the time of the incident. However, their daughters stayed behind in Washington. The Secret Service described the drone as a 61-centimeter quadcopter, a small unmanned aircraft lifted by 4 propellers. I'm Ray Kugel reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.